the venue is fabulous. I mean, to be when you think about it, you know, without seeing it, you know, you think of Butlins being a family holiday park, and maybe it's not got the setup for darts really, but the whole place is turned into an absolute dart player and dart fanatics dream, really. It's just, you know, the camp's full of darts fans. The Skyline Pavilion, I think it's called the Skyline, the pavilion down there, that's turned into a massive, very impressive arena. I think it seats about 4,000 or around that amount. So yeah, it turned into one of the biggest sort of tournaments of the year. It's one of the most impressive venues of the darting calendar. I've been there a few times. We've had UK Masters last, I think at the beginning of the year last year. We've had the UK Open there this year. We had the Players' Championships there last year as well. And I've also done three or four darts exhibitions down there. I think that was in Red's Bar, in like the nightclub bar there. But as a venue, it's fantastic. It's brilliant. It's got everything there for the spectators, you know, food wise and all the facilities that they need, and the accommodation all being on the one camp as well. It's you know, it's one of them that really look forward to, and I personally love it. It's a bit of a drag to get there. It's 4.5 hours, but saying that, it's you know, I'd much rather be in it than not have to worry about it because I'm not in it, you know. But it's something I'm certainly looking forward to, and you know, I want to obviously do well.
I know that obviously the world's on the horizon as well, and there are only what, a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks after the conclusion of the Players' Championship finals. But, but in the same breath, you know, this is still a major that we're entering now, and still good money that can fire up the ranking. So I suppose you can't really take it lightly at all.
Oh no, not whatsoever. You know, it's I think the World Championship, when you look at that, it's the massive one. It's the big one that everybody wants to do well in. Everybody wants to be world champion. And I think, you know, for preparation wise, if it was in the World Championship and had no events this weekend and no Player Championship finals to play in, it'd be tough, because you'd have to sort of get yourself mentally right to play in a massive tournament without having the exposure of TV cameras, which we're going to have, you know, before that, and big tournament play. So it's almost, you know, impossible to prepare correctly without having these tournaments beforehand. So for preparation purposes, it's ideal in the build-up to the Worlds. And that, like I say, is the one that everybody wants to do well in. Personally, I've not had the best. I've not done my best at the Worlds over the years, but I feel that this year could be the start of something really good, and I'm really looking forward to that and to what 2015 can bring.